This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The second hour of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
That's right. We are live here on Free Talk Live. Give us a call. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And I have to, apparently, Ian told me that I missed a caller. I'm doing this on a laptop, so every screen that I've got pulled up, I can only have one at a time. And I forgot to pull up the caller screen in the last segment, and I lost him.
Is this amateur hour?
Yeah, well, I'm a professional. I'm just not very good. In my own defense, I was the color guy for almost 20 years on Free Talk Live. So what are you going to do? Anyway, I guess it has been 20 years. It'll be 20 years in November that Free Talk Live has been on the air. It's really hard to believe.
Longer than most marriages.
Well, I do blame my relationship with Ian for the gray hair that I have. Good Lord, who can deal with all the crap that Ian has made a man deal with? Anyway, the number, 603-283-6160. What Alex and I have been talking about here on air this evening is sort of our adventures trying to find more freedom in the world. And I went to the Free State Project in 2006. We both picked up stakes in 2019 and moved to the U.S. Marianas. I didn't arrive until 2020, but I mean, I'm certainly making my plans at that point. And you arrived late 2019. And then for me, I left the U.S. Marianas in 2020 because of COVID. I didn't want to get stuck on the island for an indeterminate period of time. And you stuck it out. And ultimately, you've decided to abandon the U.S. Marianas, too. Do you want to say why that is?
I wouldn't say I've decided to abandon it.
Okay.
It's still my place of residence.
It's my residence, too. Yep.
I would say I decided to spend some time outside the U.S. and a lot of that had to do with the overbearing federal government.
You still felt it even there in the Pacific.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's just the generation I'm raised in to be more adherent bootlicker or what the deal was exactly, but it seemed there was a ton of regulations, especially in the money service business arena, that made it very difficult to do even simple things. We had a system that allowed you to pay your electricity bills using crypto, and after we built it, we realized this could potentially be classified as a money service business. We even had an MSB license, but did we want to go through all of the work of an MSB transaction every time someone wanted to pay $20 to their electric bill?
Right.
Was it worth it? We'd have to do all this compliance. And so ultimately, we just felt like it's probably not worth it from ROI perspective on the business side. And after many incidents like those, potential regulations in crypto, it just seemed like we're spending more of our time worrying about federal regulation than we are building things. And so I wanted to see how it would be like overseas, what the environment was on that front. And I found that it's a lot less overbearing, a lot fewer regulations to stress about.
One of the things that I felt when I first moved to Saipan, the U.S. Marianas, was I felt of little freer just because I didn't have to worry about U.S. politics. You know, no shooter is going to go into a public school in Saipan and light the place up because they're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, right? It's just not going to happen there. It's a gentle little island. The peace signs are everywhere. I spent my time just looking for the word peace that was on, signage and things like that. They have a giant sign that says peace. It may not be there now, but it was at the time, 2 years ago, there was a giant sign, like the Hollywood signs, huge letters, peace. They could have spelled out anything, and they chose to spell out peace. And it's really just all over the island. And for me, I saw the commitment to peace on the island, and I really liked it for that.
Even the police there are peace officers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Many libertarian types have pretty negative views towards the police, and you could argue based on many incidents that have happened, it's justly so, but you can't really bring that to Saipan after you see the police help change your tire in the rain.
Yeah.
Right, when your friend's wife's car breaks down, it's pouring rain, and the police just help her to change the tire because she has two kids in the back and has her hands full, and like, where do you find that?
Yeah.
After accidents, they bring out dustpans and sweep up all the debris, and it's just, you know, they actually care about the people. They don't want to give you a ticket. I've driven with...
It's hard to get a ticket.
back tail light, front tail light out, and no registration, and a handshake rental car, and they didn't give me a ticket.
Yeah.
Where I probably would have gotten pounded if I were in the mainland.
Right, and then you have the added part that you have the the plus of driving while black in some communities, and Lord knows what that would have been necessarily like. There, no problem at all.
Yeah, they understand. The rental car places don't renew the registration timely.
Yeah.
So they're like, you know, it happens, just go straight home and get that fixed.
So I went to Florida for COVID and hung out there. I did travel, around the globe and back. Two thirds of the way around the globe and back. So from Saipan to Africa and back to Florida, all in 2020. But to me, Florida was one of the freest places to be. And then, the world began opening up in 2021, done some more traveling since then. But during that 2020, I was really sort of collecting myself. I was trying to figure out, well, where's the freest place? Where am I going to check out next? And then this place, Prospera, you can find out their website at prospera.hn, begins to come on the scene. Prospera, they'd been around before, but it looked like they were really doing something. I wasn't so sure at first. And Prospera is this, what they call the ZA, that's an educational and economic development zone in Honduras. And when the ZA law was passed, this was the freest place on the planet. Now, Prospera was the first ZA. They're currently, to the best of our knowledge, in Honduras, here in Honduras. I'm broadcasting from Honduras right now. Three ZAs. Now, ZAs have kind of taken a blow recently. The new president doesn't like them much at all. The Congress voted to undo the ZA laws. However, they need to vote that way again. And I'm not entirely sure how the ZA votes work, and it doesn't really matter to our audience, but let's just say that ZA, all the places that were ZAs before are still ZAs. It's just that you can't make a new one. And apparently you can't join one either, although that shouldn't be the case. So I was curious, like, what's going on with ZAs? How is this going to work? Now, to my knowledge, you can't live inside of Prospera proper currently. But so there is another ZA.
It's because of a lack of residential housing.
That's correct.
It's not a legal rule or anything.
Yeah. It's not a legal rule, but there is another ZA that has housing in it, but it seems like they're having a lot harder time proving that they're a ZA. That's Morazan.city. Morazan.city. You have to look that
Ciudad
up.
Ciudad Morazan.
Ciudad Morazan.city?
No, Ciudad Morazan is their name.
Yeah.
And their website is Morazan.city.
And then there's one more. And, ZAs have gotten some bad press here. It's really easy to convince some people that something's being stolen from them. Our sovereignty is being taken. Ladies and gentlemen, you never had your sovereignty. I don't care if you're in Honduras or you're in Wyoming or you're in New Hampshire or you're in Florida. You don't have your sovereignty, and it's a joke to suggest you do. The only people who are going to tell you have your sovereignty are people who are trying to sell you something. That's it. You don't have your sovereignty. You traded it to live where you live. You want sovereignty, you need to buy a big old chunk of land someplace and live on it. The number, 603-283-6160. Your call's coming up here, if you hold on. 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That includes the shooting in Texas. That seems to be what people want to talk about here. And, you know, you're welcome to call in and do that. People have been talking about it all day on the radio in the United States. And I can't say that I mean, you know, what can I add? Should we ban guns? No.
But Mark...
That's right. All the proposals that you're going to hear to ban guns will have do nothing to have stopped this particular shooter. Who shot his grandma in the face. When you outlaw guns, only outlaws have guns. And this guy shot his grandma in the face. He's pretty dedicated to being an outlaw. So he didn't give a damn about your gun laws. He was. This is a country where we have at least two guns for every person. So if you think you're going to outlaw guns, good luck. There you go. That's my stance.
Case closed.
It's Texas. You know, if you're a liberal and you think we should outlaw guns, look, Texas got what it deserved then.
Move
of course,
to
it
New
happens.
York. They don't have school. Oh,
wait. Yeah. School shootings happen all the time there. It doesn't seem to matter where it is. Maybe get your kids out of public school. Because what it looked like is that the cops went in and got their kids out. At least those are the accusations I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Is that some police officers went in and got their own children out, while other parents are standing there, get our kids, get our kids. Well, you know, what do you expect them to do? What would you do?
Well, the Supreme Court ruled there's no duty to defend citizens.
It's true. They've not just ruled it, but they've ruled it over and over again. Your government, of the people, by the people, and for the people, and I'm using air quotes when I do that, has no obligation to protect you. There you go. That's it. Not that they have some obligation, but they have no obligation to protect you. Anytime they fail to protect you, they have lived up to the standard that the Supreme Court has set for them. I'm sorry.
Did you want entitlements, Mark?
You're entitled to it. This is your damn government. This is the one you've put up with for your whole life. That's what I'm telling you, Americans. This is how your government works. This is it. It doesn't get better than this. There is no better than this. There is no functioning more efficiently. This is a human institution that has plenty of time to mature. This is what it looks like. Let's go to Sarah. Calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. Yes, the church I have been going to on Sundays, the Legacy Church on Central.
Yeah, what denomination is it?
Well, it's supposed to be non-denominational. Doesn't
yep.
have any... Yeah, so, but what's really interesting is that the pastor talked about they have an underground bomb shelter that was put in when they built the church. I don't know how it is, but it was. I mean, he actually talked about it during the service. So
it seems like in Albuquerque, a bomb shelter is. You're not too far from Los Alamos there. It seems like a bomb shelter isn't the worst idea in the world.
Well, yeah, but I think. Well, yeah, but, I mean, at least the pastor has enough, you know, he thought about it enough before he built that church. I mean, I don't know how many people that he could hold, but he thought the welfare of the people enough to build a bomb shelter, and I think that he might be Jewish. I think his name is Fleischman.
Okay. Sounds
yeah,
like a Jewish
so,
name.
So I think so. So, and then it's a huge dome. Dome church. It's called geothermic. Is that what they call it? It's supposed to be more economical.
Right. So geodesic is a type of dome house, and it's usually put together with pieces. Oftentimes they can have leaking issues because the pieces are odd sized and things like that. But the idea is that a sphere is nature's most economical shape. That's why a soap bubble isn't going to make odd shapes. It's going to be spherical, you know, because of the same amount of resistance all over and that kind of thing. And the idea is that somehow you're not, you know, heating the upper right-hand corner of a room. You know, or something like
right.
that. So, yeah, I mean, I think that domes are good in hurricane zones. I don't suspect you're getting many of them there
really?
In Albuquerque. Yeah, especially the what they call monolithic pour. So they'll take a they'll create sort of a bubble tent thing and then pour concrete over it and reinforce it with rebar and that kind of thing, and then they make a very efficient shape.
Yeah, so I think they made the geo dome for the for economic purposes, and I really do not know exactly where the bomb shelters are, and then I don't have a map of how many people they can hold, but he did say that he will welcome people that want to come and, you know, stay there for if they needed a shelter during a nuclear holocaust. So, you know, that it's good, and I think we need to demand more of this from the government. Because obviously we see in Ukraine their subway stations were how many feet? Like way down deep. They have been already prepared. They just went down there to avoid the bombs. And that's the way they built it, subways, you know? So, I mean, how many feet?
Government avoid war. Wouldn't that be a better solution?
No. Nuclear. We need to ask them to build nuclear bombs. And I was told that this is what they do in Russia. They've already have nuclear bomb shelters for everybody, not for the people that are billionaires and their little cliques. That's who this gonna get sheltered. You know, they got secret bomb shelters, but it's only for the people that are, you know, tied in with the, you know, the government and all the billionaire people and everybody else.
I'm not surprised that power and money have colluded to protect themselves once again. I mean,
right.
All you have to do is look at 11,000 years of civilization since the agrarian revolution, and you can see that that's what happens, right? Power and money are linked, and that's what they do. I would say that if bomb shelters are high on your list of things that you want, that the best way to achieve having bomb shelters is to move to a place that has bomb shelters. You know, just find a place that has it and get what you want to have in life. Because I'm sick and tired of asking the government to do the right thing. I'm 51 years old, and they've failed to do the right thing again and again and again throughout my life. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and I'm going to get the things that I want, whatever those things might be. And I'm going to try to have them all, you know, find one area that has the things that I want, and then I'll be happy because I'm not sitting around trying to get government to do it.
Yeah, let's take an example of this legacy church and Mr. Fishman, Pastor Fishman. He, before the beginning of the building, he has built in bomb shelters for his community. And let's take an example that this needs to happen with everybody. And, you know, look at the bomb. I mean, look at the subways. How far deep are they? It's enough so they're sheltered from the bombs.
Anything that shows you're directly shaded from the nuclear strike. First, I like your idea, Alex. Let's just try to get our governments not to fight wars. I think that's the most simple thing.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Texas say the suspected elementary school shooter entered through an unlocked door. South Texas DPS Director Victor Escalon then saying the suspect engaged in a gun battle with officers 4 minutes after he entered the school.
Multiple rounds, numerous rounds, are discharged in school.
The United States and allies are concerned about multiple ballistic missile launches by North Korea. So said Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby. He told reporters U.S. analysts are still reviewing data. Kirby calling North Korea's actions provocative and saying the North continues to pose security problems to the Indo-Pacific region. He also noted a phone call between Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and his Japanese counterpart, but did not offer any specifics. USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says Americans are enraged and exhausted by rampant gun violence.
People are sick of mourning again and again while listening to the same string of hollow words from the MAGA Republicans that never lead to action.
The New York Democrat speaking on the Senate floor Thursday, Schumer cited widespread public support for responsible gun safety laws. He said families of gun victims don't want thoughts and prayers. They want something to change. This as Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn and Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Murphy are set to discuss bipartisan legislation Thursday. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt signed legislation that bans abortion from the moment of conception, the most pro-life state law in the country. The governor saying in part, "We have a responsibility as human beings to do everything we can to protect that baby's life and the life of the mother." USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And we're taking your calls about anything you want. We've been talking tonight about basically the shooting that occurred in Texas and the, you know, how you find freedom in an unfree world. Nick, can you tell me? Do you know? Because I'm trying to tell you the best I know. But I don't know for sure. I do know, however, a product that I was introduced to relatively recently may very well help spread freedom just a little bit and do it in a highly delicious fashion. It's called Truth Smacks. Have you almost given up trying to wake up your friends and family? Well, we've got something that might just help. Truth Smacks. Our friend Suzanne, former English teacher and longtime truth seeker, recently started her own trail mix brand, making it, bagging it, sealing it herself in a commercial kitchen down in Naples, Florida. She calls it Truth Smacks because there's a heavy dose of truth on the bag of on the back of every bag. So the truth quotes variety has some famous or infamous quotes on the back, and then the freedom variety has famous quotes about all about freedom and government tyranny. Both varieties come in two sizes, one in original flavor, in original flavor or in peppermint infused. So only available at truthsmacks.com/shop. It's truthsmacks.com/shop. Great way to smack your friends and family with a little truth in a loving way. Made with raw, unadulterated ingredients, no artificial crap, only food as nature intended. It's truthsmacks.com, spreading truth one delicious morsel at a time. truthsmacks.com/shop. And I have had them, and that peppermint variety is really special. there's, I mean, you know, there's nothing quite like it. You ought to give it a try just for that. I'm very, very, very impressed. It's truthsmacks.com. So, let's see. Let's go to the callers, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. Who's been on longer? Jack in Washington. You're on the air, sir. Presumed your gender.
Just incompetence of the government.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the shooting was, it's mental illness. Like, I started off years and years and years ago, I'm 42 now, as a liberal, then a gay conservative, and now I'm leaning toward libertarianism.
Mm-hmm.
The money they spend on both parties, Republican and Democrat, on these, you know, I'm going to use the word witch hunt because it's real popular, you know, chasing people down, bring them to court for this, for that. The government needs to spend more time on mental health. They don't spend any time on this. It's about guns. It's about whatever is politically popular rather than actually helping people. The government sucks is what I'm going to end this with. We need to simplify it down to a volunteer system. It makes sense. It's not wasteful. I don't know. I don't know if you're following me. It's getting me angry. They put these groups together, and anyway, go ahead.
I think that one of the real difficulties here is that it's, you know, government school is a very difficult problem to solve if you're going to try to solve it in the paradigm under which it currently exists, which is, you know, we have to have this place where people can go and learn, everybody, equally and stuff. But, you know, ultimately, you've got different groups, you know, being shoved together. And I don't know, we don't know what the motive of this young man is. You know, he's 18 years old. One presumes that that was his school. I went to school at 18. Maybe 18 years old says to me he's still in school if it's May, you know. And I don't know what
this is. Though.
Oh, it was in elementary school? Okay.
Yeah, I presumed
I presumed it was a high school, and I guess that was the jumping logic. And he'd been like taking pot shots at a funeral home and doing a variety of things. I don't know. I mean, as far as the
mental illness.
Yeah, well, it's clearly mental illness. And, you know, should we all have our guns taken away because there are crazy people? And there are crazy people.
But, let me ask you a question, too. You guys are down in Honduras now?
Yeah, right now.
Okay, I dated a woman from Honduras years and years ago when I was like 16. Years and years ago.
I'm trying to jibe that with the gay Republican thing, but go ahead.
No, she was meaner than poop. So the women down there nice because she was mean. Anyway, that's all I have. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much, Jack. That's hilarious. Alex, answer the question.
What's the question again?
Are the women in Honduras meaner than poop? question.
I found the women in Honduras to be quite feminine, and it was very refreshing coming from the mainland America, especially the younger side of the population, where the strong, independent women are a little too strong and independent for my liking.
I have no problem. So, I mean, like, I was raised by a strong, independent woman. I just think that, you know, that the more traditional family roles allow a man a place to be, and that the current paradigm doesn't really. You know, it doesn't give a man an appropriate role. It says basically to a man, you are, you know, a paycheck. You are a livestock that creates money for this family unit, and you have no rights, and I'll take them from you anytime you want. And that's not an arrangement you're going to find a lot of young men wanting to rush into. As a matter of fact, you're going to find there's a whole generation of young men who've gone out and gotten vasectomies before they've ever had families so that they don't have to end up in these legal scenarios that they read about over and over and over again, where, you know, they're paying child support and not getting to see their kids and a whole variety of things. It's a tough position to ask of anybody. Let's go to Steven, who's calling in from Georgia. Steven, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so I called in wanting to talk about one thing, but you you asked a question about how do we have a more freer society. Is that the gist of it?
Yeah, I'd love to know what your thoughts are. Well, actually, I'd like to know where your thoughts of where they are. You know, like if your solution is let's get everybody to, then your solution probably isn't going to work. But go ahead.
The solution is two things. Okay. Legitimate understanding and education of other people's lifestyles.
Okay.
And respect.
Respect would be great, that's for sure. You know, you don't really even have to understand somebody else's lifestyle in order to just give them the respect when it comes to that lifestyle. You know, let people live the way they want to live so long as they're not causing you harm, I say.
Oh, and being a productive member of society. Because I think a lot of these people that cause a lot of our issues have far too much free time. You can have all the free time you want. But some people have too much of it, and they need to go to like Free Timers Anonymous or something and deal
with
it.
Right, they become community. They have so much free time, they become sort of what is it? Community activists. What was the terminology for Barack Obama?
Karen.
What was that? Karen. Right. Yeah. But anytime you're. Go ahead, Stephen. Sorry.
I'm listening.
Yep. Anytime you're off in somebody else's business telling them what to do, whether it's on Twitter or Facebook or wherever, you know, that's what we're talking about here is ultimately you just got to let people live and let live. And without that, you're going to be off in somebody else's business, and nobody likes that. Nobody likes somebody who's off in other people's business. I don't have any rarely do I think it's a good idea. Now, I will say, as far as being productive, you should be as productive as you want to be. I'm trying to be productive, and I don't need any extra competition. So be out there and be non-productive, and don't mess around. But don't mess around in other people's business. So, you know, I mean, we were hanging out at a bar called Neptune's here today, and lots of people that weren't being particularly productive, but they were having a great time. You can check it out. Just all you have to do is go. It's Google Maps, and I think Neptune's been searched up on the internet. Interesting place. The number, 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight here on Free Talk Live, and we'll take your calls if you make them.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's right, 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. This point, the phones are clear. And earlier we were talking about just sort of Alex, your and my's adventures trying to find free places. And we showed up in Honduras because of a place called Prospera.
Yes.
And I'm not, you know, I'm not, I think that there were, I think it's a good idea that there be several zones of freedom and see which one works out and however it works out. And so I have nothing negative to say about Prospera. I just, didn't seem like the right place at the right time for me. And I wanted to see a bunch of zones. So, as far as these zones go, I'm hoping that they work out, but we don't know what's going to happen with Honduran freedom zones here in the future. But Alex, do you want to explain what one of these zones was like, these educational development zones?
Yes. So it's economic development and employment, not education.
Right. That's economic development.
Yeah.
And employment.
Yes.
Okay.
But essentially, the idea of Vizetti was to create an autonomous zone similar to other special economic zones, except with a few caveats, one being that they're residential.
Right. So when Hong Kong was created decades ago, it was a very special economic zone. But now that there are thousands of special economic zones, you could even claim that there are tens of thousands if you really wanted to be generous as to what one is, but there's certainly thousands of special economic zones globally. They're not as special as they used to be. It's just basically a place, you think about enterprise zones where taxation's different, regulation's different, rules are different. And here in Honduras, these zones were intended to be a step beyond that, beyond a special economic zone, into a special autonomous zone.
Yes, so they're political subdivisions of Honduras.
Right.
And they have broad levels of political, administrative, legal, and economic autonomy. and that includes financial, labor, civil, and procedural legislation.
And so basically civil law.
Yes.
You know, it's a place where you can write your own civil law. You can have your own police. You can have your own judicial system. Imagine how many problems that are caused wherever you are by your government's civil law, its police, and its court system. If you can control those things, presumably you're going to get better service out of them. Right? Like we were just talking about the police in the shooting down in Texas, and the claim is that police were standing out in front of the school a la Columbine in the same way that they were standing out there just waiting for orders to go in and to, orders for them to go in. And, you know, with private police, you could hire them based on responsibility. Imagine for a second that you hired a security company to keep an eye on your house. And that your house got burglarized. And that it was in the contract with the security company. Now, I've never hired a security company to watch my house. But it was in the contract with the security company that if your house got burglarized while they were the security company, they had to pay for everything that got taken. I mean, think about that. Compared to your local police, nothing wrong with your local police. Many good people work at your local police department, but they're not held responsibly. And when incentives are not aligned, expect perversion. So what police are incentivized to do is go home at night. Not to protect your property, because it doesn't affect their job. They're going to be fine. There's going to be a certain amount of burglaries in whatever town you're listening to this broadcast in. And they just accept that. The security company hopefully doesn't.
Yeah, and they can also provide other services. So the police and the Zetis of Morazan, for example, they're trained to help you with your groceries and give directions and other services that police no longer do very often nowadays.
Right. So I've spent some time in Morazan, and it seems like a very free and safe place. Now, mind you, it is in a place that isn't in a city that isn't so free, isn't so safe, but inside of its walls, it controls what's going on. Fence, I guess, is it wall, fence? What would you call it?
Yeah, I'd call it a 10-foot wall.
Okay, yeah, it's a 3-meter high.
10 feet taller.
Yeah. So, I think that these are a great idea, and ultimately, there's been a lot of positive press about them globally, but there's also been some negative press. And the negative press on these zones is that, what's one of them? That the people are losing their sovereignty, right?
Yeah, and that they can expropriate land.
Well, let's talk about the sovereignty thing. We'll talk about each one of these things. So the people losing their sovereignty. What does that mean? What is a democracy but tyranny at a communal level?
Two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
That's right. The wolves are pissed that you're taking away their dinner. That's what the problem is. When they claim that they're taking away the sovereignty of the people, well, that's the sovereignty of the people to tell the other people what to do. That's the sovereignty of the majority to tell the minority how they're going to live. That's the sovereignty of the majority of people who've just decided working isn't that great for them, and they want to leech off the backs of the people who do work. That is a specious claim, and it sucks. And it should never have been employed, but of course it was employed by the communists. Now, second one is
land expropriation.
This is valid. In the law, there is a provision for expropriating land, but it kind of has to be, and I'm going to explain why. There's two ways that a given piece of land can become a ZA, or a economic zone. What'd you call it? Economic development zone?
Yes.
In Honduras. One is you decide, I've got 100 acres, and I'm going to be a zone. And that's kind of what I was looking to do at one point. And the other one is, this community has decided to have a vote, and it's 60% or 66%?
I'm not sure.
One of those two. The citizens have voted that that's what they want to do. Well, if that's the case, then 33 to 44% of the people who voted, well, they're not going to get what they want, right? And their land needs to be expropriated into the ZA. And I don't know how to solve that. I didn't write the law. But, I mean, I kind of see how this would be the case. I mean, if a community wants to vote and they come to the conclusion that being a ZA is the best thing for them, and they can get 66% of the people to, you know, agree to it, well, that sounds pretty good. To me, a bare democracy is not enough. I don't mean bears voting. I mean, a simple majority is not sufficient.
Well, this wasn't the example used to rally up the opposition.
No, no.
The example used was little old ladies getting knocks on their door telling them they had to leave in 10 days because the ZETI decided to make their land part of their empire.
Right.
Which these never happened. It was sort of just a false rumor that the press and opposition party happily ran with to turn the ZETIs into a boogeyman.
Yeah, absolute bullcrap. But you expect nothing more than, you know, from the government and their controlled, you know, press. I'm not surprised. Isn't there one more thing that they sort of complained about as far as, the hiding of
extradition.
Political fugitives.
Which is just blatantly false because criminal matters are still controlled by the Honduran government.
Right.
So someone who was under criminal investigation would not be safe in the ZETI.
Yeah. That's so largely the complaints about ZAs in Honduras are specious and false, but you know, there really wasn't enough PR ramped up on the side of ZAs to defend them. I guess they just weren't ready for it. And you know, this is what I've been trying to do up to this point, is I'm trying to find where to go to for the next Liberty Project. And we got to learn from the things that we've tried in the past. Many of my friends have asked me, why didn't I do this in Saipan or in New Hampshire? Well, the answer is because this is never possible in the United States. The United States is too wealthy. The states are too wealthy. And you could never do this. It has to be someplace where the country just doesn't have as much money. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.